Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. Boss Steve Bruce has given his pre-match press conference ahead of the final game of the season at home on Sunday to champions Liverpool. And Bruce has been asked once again about the summer transfer plans. And despite the ongoing uncertainty over whether or not the takeover of the club will go through, Bruce has said that he will plan accordingly in the transfer market. And as soon as the season is finished, he will be looking at players that he can bring in, irrespective of whether or not the takeover goes through. Bruce knows that the PCP Capital Partners Saudi-backed bid to buy the club is very much still uncertain, but both Managing Director Lee Charnley and Bruce are pressing ahead with transfer plans. Bruce said, "We've got one or two irons in the fire right now. Let's hope we can pull them off. We've got competition, but I think it'll be the case right through the summer. As soon as the window opens, we'll go to work," he said. "Things are not on hold. We need the decision over the takeover to be made. But the only thing that I can do, along with Lee, is to keep planning as best we can. And that obviously includes the transfer market," he said. "I don't think there will be huge, huge transfers, though," he said. "Some of the really big clubs will be able to do it, but a lot will find it really tough." In terms of team news then, ahead of Sunday's game against Liverpool, Bruce has a problem at centre-back with five of his six senior centre-backs injured. While standing, Emil Kraft is also struggling with an ankle injury. Fabian Schär, who dislocated his shoulder in mid-July, is also out after he had an operation. While Jamal Lascelles is also injured, and he is expected to be back at the start of next season. It could be that Bruce has to dip into his youth ranks for the match against Liverpool, and several fringe players will also get the chance to impress. That's all for now. We'll have more later.